Note reference, 48, going to Mecca was a common ambition. Quite possibly, many of the lower-class women who came to watch the event would one day themselves make the pilgrimage, saving perhaps for a lifetime in order to do so. Al-Sakawi's subjects, predominantly middle-class, not uncommonly made the pilgrimage not once but several times. Again, women were periodically prohibited from attending the departure of the Mamal. In certain times women were in fact forbidden even to leave their houses. In 1437, for example, the plague was raging, and the Sultan, searching for ways to allay it, conferred in solemn assembly with the judges and jurists. He inquired of them what sin it was in the people that God punished with the plague, zina. They responded adultery, sexual misconduct. Women these days were adorning themselves and freely going about the streets and souks night and day. They should be banned from going out, they said. Some debate ensued about whether the ban should apply to old women and to women who had no one to see to their affairs. But the Sultan was inclined to apply the ban to all women, and this was done. Women were forbidden on pain of death to leave their houses, and women found outdoors were beaten. Note reference.